Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I wanted to highlight this really quick just off of our page before we get rocking and rolling here. And it is this. Today, geoengineering is, it's everywhere. It's every direction you look. And if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to that page. Also go to the live feed and subscribe to that as well. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. These are not contrails, friends. These are chemtrails. The government is spraying chemicals down on the people. It's called geoengineering. We have warned about this for 20 years. And of course, the mainstream media and all the useful idiots, namely the American people that just went right along with it, that said, you know, that just sounds conspiratorial, like it's a theory or something, you know, as if to suggest it really wasn't a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. But what we're finding, friends, is 2 years ago, fact checkers called it a conspiracy theory. And White House now conspires for sun-blocking geoengineering scheme. Okay, so now they're admitting it again, and we've done several shows on this, folks. When you hear the mainstream media say that it's a conspiracy theory, keep in mind they have a long history of covering for those that are, in fact, responsible for attempting to protect the conspirators. Because I got to tell you, in all honesty, once again, friends, all my conspiracy theories have come true. So when you come up with some more of them, can you send them my way, please? Because this is absolutely ridiculous. But again, in the state of Minnesota, every direction that you look, looks like a checkerboard. And they're spraying chemicals down. Yes, they're messing with weather patterns. We know that to be true. We know that they're spraying certain chemicals down. They're usually over populated areas. We see them over farming areas as well. But again, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, the article's right there. Again, 2 years ago, fact checkers called it a conspiracy theory. And keep in mind, the fact checkers are the theorists, okay? And they, again, are the ones that are responsible for attempting to cover for those that are responsible for the conspiracy. Again, read Jeremiah 11:9. This is what happens in a time of judgment. But look at this, folks. Now the White House is conspiring for sun-blocking geoengineering schemes, okay? They're doing their best to make it a reality. I just don't understand it, folks. I got to tell you, you know, the headline today on the show is When Will People Learn? All day long, we hear about nothing but the crimes of those that are supposed to uphold the law that are doing just the exact opposite. They're actually guilty of conspiring against the American people by transgressing those laws. And for the life of me, I don't understand. I really honestly do not understand how it is that the people do nothing more than talk when it comes to the crimes of what are being highlighted through the mainstream media all day long. And just think about this. It's being done by a small number of people. And this, again, is a perfect sign of judgment. Also, if you want to go back to understanding scripturally, so I can give you a sure word of prophecy, if you go over to that of Deuteronomy 28:24, which is a curse, it talks about just the very things that we're talking about even now. And what is that? Well, if you go to the King James Version, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Okay, so when you see the droughts on the horizon, keep in mind this is all created. That's all you have to do is to cross-check what I'm saying, is look up. Because when you look up and you see these checkerboards up in the air by military planes spraying down chemicals, which it's all been exposed. It's been going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota since 1968. And yes, city, as they call themselves, officials, all the while know what's going on. And so does your Congress, by the way. So how they've gotten away with it this long by calling it a theory, I have no idea, when the documentation is available to the American people to understand what, in fact, has been going on far too long in this country. Keep in mind, it does create respiratory problems. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that are 6 feet under the ground because of the chemicals that have been sprayed. But again, I do want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, there's 13 to 15 articles every day from contributors that are a part of this war, the spiritual war that we are in, bringing about the answers. It's right on the front page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll get an email every day. But again, with that said, it's the top article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, folks, I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to be talking about when will the people learn. Because, again, that's all we're inundated with all day long are the crimes of those that are supposed to be upholding the law and preventing the crimes. Okay? And it's for we the people to right the wrongs, because this has gone way too far. And on so many different fronts, to say the least. You guys all know that, and I've said it for years, you have a Russian problem and you have a Chinese problem. And you have those incumbents acting more like the Chinese and the Russians by far concerning how they act in obstinance and into contrast concerning the Constitution of the United States. So if you want to know why you're being infiltrated by outside forces, it's because you've allowed them to infiltrate within by sources throughout governments. And again, we're highlighting the corruption, but I'm also giving you the answer. You're the answer. You're the responsible party in righting the wrongs under God. And if you fail to respond, we're going to have nothing left, rest assured. But you all the well know that this contrived war going on between Russia and China and America is just that. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. And what am I talking about? Well, we all know that most recently, the New York Post reported that China in America has now open police stations in U.S. and Canada to monitor Chinese citizens. Yeah, right. Yeah. It wasn't that the Patriot Act? Isn't that how it was sold to us too, friends? It was supposed to basically spy on people, foreigners, namely Muslims, we were told, for 18 years. And now we can see who it's been turned on after 18 years by the DHS and this said government creating all these agencies. Well, folks, here, I want to tell you this, and I'm going to come back to this point in a moment. China's calling for a new world order. America's been calling for a new world order. Russia's been calling for a new world order. So this warfare that's being created is baloney. It's all baloney. I'm going to show you more of this on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only serve source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show that where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because that is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to let you know really quick on that of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com that we are going to be on Bradley's schedule. Go to the very bottom. We've got We the County Days, which will be in St. Clair County Fairgrounds, St. Clair, Michigan. That will be October 22nd, 1 to 6 p.m. I'll be there. One of the main speakers there, along with several others, I guess. So I don't know who they are, but we're letting you know that we are going to be out there from 1 to 6, St. Clair, Michigan. 7000 McClements Road, Brighton, Michigan. I will be there October 25th at 6 p.m. Then we have a private event in Hart, Michigan, October 26th. And then we just got picked up concerning another date in Michigan. I'll have more information tomorrow. But as of Saturday, we will be in Michigan up until next Thursday. Again, doing what we always do, friends, as you all know, especially those that listen every day. 6 days a week, we are doers of the word. We're not just sitting back talking about what is taking over this country. No, we're standing against it every single step of the way. So, without further ado, let's get back to this. I was just highlighting the fact that, folks, you have foreigners that are now being established in America, our sworn enemies, communists that act just like many of your representatives. A great number of them. The last number I seen within government, there are 90 known communists And if you want to know why they're working for the enemy, friends, because they just paid them a little bit more. They're, you know, Jesus had his Judas, Paul had his Demas, the list goes on, and it's exactly what we're dealing with. Read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. But China has now opened a police station in the United States and in Canada. Their reason being is they're saying that they're monitoring Chinese citizens. Really? Oh, that's crazy. As I was highlighting earlier, China is calling for a new world order. This is all coming from the mainstream media. Remember, that was all a theory, too, back in the 80s and the 90s? Isn't that interesting how now it's a reality? So again, keep in mind who tells you it's a theory, friends, because you can almost rest assured that you're being lied to, and it is, in fact, a conspiracy. Okay? Another thing here, which I thought was really bizarre, we have actor Anna May Wong. We're being told, now she's going to be put on our coins. I'm not making this up. Okay? She's going to be put on our coins. The CBS News is telling us, again, right in our faces, actor Anna May Wong will be first Asian American featured on U.S. Quarter. Huh. Isn't that interesting? So Americans are being ostracized and demonized by the mainstream media, but foreigners are being promoted. Yep. Again, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, the foreigner will be made the head, you'll be made the tail. At the end of the day, you will be made servants, and you'll be subservient as a bunch of serfs to foreigners within this country if the American people don't put their game on in righteousness and understanding that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, said Thomas Jefferson. But now they're putting Asian Americans on quarters. Let me tell you something real quick. I am so sick and tired of this narrative where the mainstream media is pitting the people against each other. If it's not because of prejudice against prejudice, it's color against color, it's religion against religion. Here's the thing. If you come into America, don't call yourself an Asian American. You're an American. If you're from Japan, don't come in here and call yourself a Japanese American. No, if you assimilate and put yourself in the same position that we're all in under God, in obeying His government, 18:21 of Exodus, don't call yourself a Japanese American. You're an American. Don't call yourself a Vietnamese American. Don't call yourself a German American or a Polish American or a Mexican American. If you're here and you're living the dream under God, 2 Corinthians 3:17, Psalm 33, verse 12, you're an American. Because when you begin to take on that other stuff, your origin, your nationality, hey folks, we're all mutts here. I don't call myself a German American. Nope, I'm a Christian first and foremost, and I know where my home is, but as long as I'm here, I'm a Christian American, like 86% of the rest of us. When people take this on, it only further divides the American people. Has anybody had enough? Wasn't it Jesus that told us in Mark 3:25 that a house divided against itself will not stand? That's right, knock it off. I don't care what color you are, we all bleed the same color. And if you knew the Word of God, the requirements to assimilate into America, you would understand that's the first place that you go, and that's the first thing that you will learn. And on top of the Word of God, you'll learn the Constitution and the enumerated laws, understanding that 33% or 34% of all of those laws that are predicated on common law in America come from Him, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, which makes us a Christian nation. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. Anybody tired of that? Me too. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about when will the American people learn. Now listen, I'm thinking of this because I brought this up the other day. No matter how many times I'm called back to go into a particular area, no matter how many times I tear down the lies that you're being told, like Gideon did in Judges 6, tear down your father's altars, concerning this language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, concerning the right and the left. Here, let me stop right there. You all do understand that the right wing is no different in America than the left wing. because they're both the same wings on the same bird. Okay? There is no difference. That's all set up to divide and conquer. And isn't it interesting how you have been conditioned that the left wins, but the right loses? Well, let me say it this way. If you were doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left, Americans. Okay? And you would have shut down this narrative a long time ago. But no matter how many times I go back, the grown-ups are still playing the game. Let me say it this way. Deuteronomy 1. They love going around the mountain. They love going around the mountain. And you know the reason they're going around the mountain, talking about the children of Israel, who wouldn't take heed to the word of God? Do you know that in the book of Exodus, it would have took them 11 days to get to the promised land? But the Lord didn't allow it. He took them through the hard way. You know, the Bible lines itself up with that because it tells us in Acts 11, I believe 26, where it says that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. And isn't that exactly what he did? Yep. And when the people wouldn't listen, what would happen? The Lord would tell them to go around the mountain again and again and again and again and again. And that's where the American people are. Okay, 14:22. I'm sorry, I got 11:26 and 14:22. I need to transpose those back the other way. Acts 14:22 is my Acts 11:26 talks about where they were first called Christians. My bad. Acts 14:22. Through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? It's interesting to note. Again, making the point how the American people love going around the mountain. Isn't it true? Because every time I point the finger at the responsible party, the American people, I show them the problem, and then I show them that they're the resolve if they're willing to take heed unto themselves before God and right the wrongs. Because without the Holy Ghost, you can do nothing. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. The Holy Ghost bears witness to that. Okay? Not without that. And herein, again, lies the problem. But again, I'm highlighting the fact that the American people, no matter how many times they're told not to play this game, they keep playing the game. Okay? I also want to say this before I show you something on social media platforms. Since when did obeying the Constitution of the United States, since when did it become a far-right position to obey the law in this country? How is it that you're allowing the mainstream media to desensitize you into not believing or acting out what the law demands of us? Because again, we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. We are not ruled by the corrupt. And when you make reference to the left, you are making reference to the corrupt. And also, keep in mind, when the Democrats are in power, they are not a government unto themselves. When the unconstitutional Republicans are in power, they are not a government unto themselves. But the American people have taken this on. And isn't it interesting how it's being leveled at you for obeying the law by those that have been lying to you for decades in this country? Americans, when are you going to learn? I want to go over to Michigan, and I want to show you the little game that the adults are playing once again. Oh, by the way, did you know that Whitmer, do you know that she shut down 70,000 businesses in that state alone? Oh, I didn't know that that was government's position or purpose.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Code. .com. That's GCN taxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says gas prices are falling, but not quick enough for American families.
I come from a family. If the price of gasoline went up at the gas station, we felt it. Gas prices hit almost every family in this country, and they squeeze their family budgets. When the price of gas goes up, other expenses get cut.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the United States will tap into the country's oil reserves to help lower prices. The parents of a Raleigh, North Carolina mass shooting suspect and one of the victims are talking about the incident almost a week later. Alan and Elise Thompson saying their 15-year-old son, Austin, inflicted immeasurable pain on the community and they're overcome with grief. Five people were killed last Thursday, including their own 16-year-old son. The teen suspect is in custody as he remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to add something to this conversation, take away something from this conversation, stick to the topic in which we're on. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, this is what I'm talking about when I say, when will the people learn? I do a whole show on how George Washington warned of the party spirit, how John Adams warned of the party spirit, how he talked about how dividing the people into two, three parties. We have 101 affiliations, by the way. They're all unconstitutional. Okay. Again, because we're a constitutional republic, they all are null and void. But as long as the American people keep playing along with this game, that's what keeps it afloat. They add strength to tyranny. But we know that John Adams called, again, the party spirit division right-left. He called it the greatest evil under the Constitution. But no matter how many times I say it, it doesn't matter because the adults, they like to entertain themselves. They love to entertain themselves. Now, I want to go over to Michigan really quick, and I want you to understand something. Okay? It's a picture of Gretchen Whitmer. This is the corrupt witch in the state of Michigan that wears a hat, a pink hat, mocking Make America Great Again, which was Ronald Reagan's slogan, for those that didn't know, that Donald Trump piggybacked on. But what's interesting is she had a pink hat on, and it said, Make America Great Again, Planned Parenthood. Okay. Michigan, I want you to listen, and this applies to every state, by the way. We're being told by Fox News, who, by the way, are also a part of the CIA directives concerning the propaganda narratives that they set. How many times have I shared with you Americans they always have to put it a split vote because they want the people divided against each other? Do you understand this? Okay, so what we're looking at right now, listeners, in 157 cities, is Gretchen Whitmer, who was dethroned by the Supreme Court in that state alone, not once but twice, for her unconstitutional executive orders. Now I want you to catch this. Okay, Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan alone is responsible for destroying 70,000 small businesses. 70,000. This is just Michigan. This applies all throughout the United States because every governor played along with it. Even the ones that told you they weren't, just like DeSantis and like that of South Dakota's governor. Folks, same exact. They were responsible for it just as much as any other that was playing along with this global initiative. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. It's going to be disannulled one way or another, either by us or the Lord will, okay, under judgment. Either the blessing or we're going to fall to judgment. Heavier, okay? But with this said, I want you to think about that. 70,000 businesses alone in the state of Michigan were destroyed by the governor. Can somebody please call me right now? And to prove the point all throughout the United States of America, can somebody show me where she assumed constitutional authority and attacking small businesses? 1-866-582-9933. Can somebody show me where any governor has the constitutional authority to attack small businesses? If it wasn't for small businesses, they wouldn't have a position. They're to serve the people, not to attack the people. Okay? By the way, in contrast, did you see all of the corporations globally? We're even hearing now of the profits that many of the big corporations made over the last 3 years with the help of the governors that attacked small businesses. See, when they destroyed the small businesses, they drove all that traffic to their corporate friends. And I've shared with you folks 9 months ago, which comes to my mind, into my aid, that 27% increase in profits concerning billionaires globally after the pandemic and during the pandemic. Okay, so with knowing all of that, Fox News just reported that Whitmer has 44% of the votes in the state of Michigan alone against a lady. Now, this is what I want you to get to. Against a lady named Tudor Dixon. That nobody knew of, up until after Ryan Kelly was dethroned and sidetracked by the illegal raid on his home by the FBI. Okay? See how it's split right down the center? You see how I continuously warn you about how they're dividing the American people? Well, if you keep drinking the Kool-Aid, friends, you're going to believe this lie. And what's worse is when I see this kind of stuff come up on social media platforms concerning the people that have been told 1,000 times that this is all fabricated. And you can rest assured, friends, you can mark my words. I'm talking to the people in Michigan right now. You keep going along with this game, you're going to have Whitmer for 4 more years. Mark my words. And again, keep in mind, nobody in Michigan knows who Tudor Dixon is. She comes out of nowhere. Oh, wait a second. Could this be someone that may be, just a thought, part of the Eastern Star? The women's version of the Masons. Remember Albert Pike said, we'll deliver them up when the people need them. Who are they talking about? Heroes. So Ryan Kelly's dethroned. He was winning, and everybody in the state knew Ryan Kelly was winning because he was promising to do the right thing, and hopefully he would have. And the fact of the matter is, out of nowhere, here comes the FBI, too late to his charge because he went to January 6th, raiding his home illegally to dethrone him. And by the way, we had Sheriff Mack on, Richard Mack on, last week, who told us the FBI did the exact same thing to him. And he lost because of what the FBI did. But hopefully the people in Michigan now understand who the FBI is. Gestapo, 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 right? A police force being used against the American people that we have been telling you about for years. And I was being mocked and questioned as to why I was covering it. And now it's on, in our faces, in the present. And now we're under attack. Why was Bradley talking about it? Well, Bradley was being led by the Holy Ghost. Do you know him? He hasn't changed. You've changed. Okay? That we might not serve dumb idols, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 12. But you went along with, well, the gifts are a thing of the past. No, they're not a thing of the past. The Lord said, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:7. He didn't change. You changed. Okay? But let's get back to this. How many times have I told you they're going to keep driving a wedge between the people until the people put a stop to this? This was posted on someone's page that should have knew better. And what does it say on there? You know what? I went online and I endorsed, and not only did I endorse, but I also chipped in to help her campaign. Tudor Dixon. Nobody knows her. Just in time, out of nowhere. No more Ryan Kelly. Now it's Tudor Dixon. Tudor Dixon. People in Michigan, who's Tudor Dixon? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? It's the same thing here in the state of Minnesota. You got 5 million people in the state. 98% of the state is completely green with the two-party system, completely red. A little blue in Duluth, Minnesota. A little blue in Minneapolis-St. Paul. And all of a sudden we have a Keith Ellison, who, by the way, is from Michigan. The people in the state hate his guts, folks. The police and the chief of police hate his guts. They denounced him in Minneapolis, but he wins over the people's man, right? The same thing with Tim Walz. He's a communist. He's a traitor. He's been attacking the American people. He's from Nebraska. Who in their right mind is going to say, okay, we want these people in office? No, folks. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And it matters who does the reporting. Joseph Stalin said that. I added the last sentence. My goodness, friends. You know, I could put Adolf Hitler in front of you. Now, you want to try me on this? I could put Adolf Hitler in front of you, and that would be the one that you would vote for. Did you hear what I said? That would be the one that you'd vote for. No, I wouldn't, Bradley. Here, listen carefully. 1-866-582-9933. Here's candidate A. You pick the next representative in your government, okay? Candidate A, he associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses. That means he commits adultery on his wife. If he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, he can't be faithful to the people. You see how that works? By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 1 John 5:2. But the first candidate is A. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Would you pick him? What about candidate B? He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon. He's a slouch. He's a bum. Used opium in college and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Would you vote for A or B? Well, what about this guy? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. Yeah. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. That's candidate C. Would you vote for him? Candidate A was Franklin Roosevelt. Right? He's also the guy that said it doesn't matter concerning the president. Who votes for him? He said presidents are selected, not elected. Candidate B is Winston Churchill. And don't put him on a platform, friends, as being a good guy, because he wasn't. He was a globalist as well. And then who was candidate C that most people voted for? None other than Adolf Hitler. Oh, it's a fact, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So I see on social media platforms most people voted for Adolf Hitler. Anybody in their right mind with the information given unto them would have voted for C. It was Adolf Hitler. That's how they sold Adolf Hitler to the people. If you do a little history on Adolf Hitler, when he first came on the scene, people didn't like him. What happened is Hindenburg reluctantly took on Adolf Hitler. Once Adolf Hitler got into power, he turned on the powers that got him there. Then he began to kill off his political opposition. Okay? And then they began a huge misinformation campaign, just like they're doing right now through Mr. Joseph Goebbels. That's how they did what they did. And then before we knew it, everybody loved Adolf Hitler, or that's what we were told. You see those people during that time back in the 30s that saluted Adolf Hitler? Do you know that if they didn't salute Adolf Hitler, they would get a ticket? They'd be punished. So the media smear campaigns were always there to take pictures because they knew everybody would raise their hands because it was a gun pointed at them through totalitarian methods. Either do what you told or else. 80 million people put up with an Adolf Hitler. Hundreds of millions of people put up with the Mao Zedong. Hundreds of millions of people put up with the Joseph Stalin. Don't tell me it can't be done here. You know, when Stalin was killing off his own people, using his police force to go door to door, disarming and killing his own people? 20 to 60 million people under Stalin. Do you know that, speaking of which, Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, during the 30s, had the American people calling him good old Uncle Joe? You know, here's the bottom line, and I'm going to take this call. Adolf Hitler said, how fortunate for those in power that people don't think. Folks, both Whitmer and Dixon were hand-delivered by the same powers that mean to control and rule over you. Same thing when it comes to the presidents of the United States. It's corporate America, folks. They're delivered up. Last cycle, we had none other than criminal, treasonous Joe Biden, and we had Donald Trump. Okay? Isn't it interesting? Trump never brought justice upon the heads of Biden. Then, if you go to the preceding cycle, we had Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. She's also another one that is responsible for committing the act of treason, not just against us, but other countries that he promised to bring justice upon her head. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Did he do that? No, he did not. Now, this is what I want you to think, all of you Trump worshipers, Acts 12, 22. You're fools for your pain. You still keep going on with your bad self. And what are you doing? You're getting behind him again when he didn't do it the first time. You deserve exactly what you've got coming. He's a part of the problem. And he was groomed for 30 years, put in your face as a what? In a favorable light. Now, this is what you need to hear. There was 1,162 other presidential contenders. And how many did you hear of? Two. And who are the two that you heard of? The two that they put up. I mean, is anybody in their right mind going to vote for Hillary Clinton? Of course not. One extreme to the other. Folks, communists are going forward as they push and they pull. They push and they pull. And it's exactly what they're doing right now. If you Americans settle for a Joe Biden, who we know is guilty of treason, Article 3, Section 3, put up with this corrupt administration, what won't and who won't you put up with? I can't answer that question for you. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Dan?
I'm great, Bradley. How you doing? Hey, I appreciate your passion, but I just got to level with you, Bradley. The American people don't want freedom. They don't want change. The people of Ohio, when it came to the Republican primaries, they voted for Mike DeWine after he proved that he was a tyrant. Now, mind you, the Republican Party made sure to split up Blystone, who was on our side, and you know Neil Pearson, mm-hmm. You know him. He was a good candidate, and I showed him to people after DeWine won. Well, he can't win, so I'm not going to. That would be a waste of my vote, everybody says. But you know, the whole thing is the people voted for DeWine, and he goes, you know, he's going to go back in, and now everybody who said they would never vote for him are saying to me, well, we can't have Nan Whaley win. And then Donald Trump comes in and endorses Mike DeWine and actually goes as far as saying that Mike has never let me down. He won't let you down. After he closed the state down, he was one of the biggest tyrants, whether Republican or Democrat. Yeah. And people just say, well, we have to vote for him. And they just continue to play this game. And in Michigan, Tudor Dixon is part of the whole critical race theory, part of the that Betsy DeVos group.
Yeah.
I mean, she's absolute garbage, and there was good candidates in that, and then Donald Trump comes in.
That's
and
right.
Makes sure to endorse her. And
that's right.
In Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Donald Trump goes in and endorses Dr. Oz over Kathy Barnett, who would have been an incredible candidate. And then in Ohio, you know, when Trump was gonna, if he was gonna intervene in the primaries, like he did with our senator race, he picked J.D. Vance, who's a well-known globalist, part of the World Economic Forum, young global leaders. He chose him over Gibbons, who was the right candidate, but he didn't inject himself in the governor race to go against DeWine. But here's the kicker, Bradley. When Donald Trump came to Ohio in 2020, all of the Trump-tards and the worshipers of Trump said, DeWine said, I have COVID, and everybody said, oh, DeWine is scared to death to meet with Trump, so he faked COVID. And here Trump is endorsing him. I mean, these people have created Trump as a god.
Oh, I know. He is the clown. He is the point man in this dog and pony show. He is the point clown to look to when it comes to the circus of politics. So what he's doing, and this is what we knew before, because we have friends that were at the White House. They were a part of the press team, and we were told, and we even had people on the show telling the American people what Donald Trump acts like at the table is not how he acts to the public. He's a deceiver. He's the worst of. At least with Obama, everybody knew who he was because he did it right out in the open. With Trump, he said it, but he did the exact opposite. And it's interesting how his worshipers won't come to terms with the Jesus that they say they serve. They don't even know his word by judging him by his fruit, Dan. Listen, you started out the conversation saying that nobody wants to. That's just for the record, it's not true. I don't care about what the rest of the people do because I have to answer for what I do. And I'm going to keep driving. I'm going to keep my hand at the plow, Dan, and I'm going to keep going forward because I know that there's people that are finally catching on. And in making another point that you made concerning Michigan, when Trump came in and endorsed Tudor Dixon, who nobody knew of, and I've heard that from several people in Michigan, nobody even knew her, Bradley. Nobody knows who she is. She just came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, here she is. Donald Trump comes in and endorses her. Does that not prove the point that this is just another player and they were teeing it up because they needed her to get rid of Ryan Kelly? They needed to replace her, and it's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did.
Well, that's exactly what they did in Ohio, because in the primary for governor, when they knew Blystone was going to beat DeWine, the Republican Party put another candidate named Renacci in to split the vote so yep. DeWine would get, because DeWine won Ohio with 31% of the vote for the Republican primary.
Yep.
This guy didn't even get a third of the vote, but he became the, and everybody says, I didn't mean that nobody wants to stand up. I'm saying that the people that are willing to stand up or that are awake is a very small minority, and I'm afraid that's the army we got because, yeah, it's almost impossible to wake people up. I mean, you know, Donald Trump took the bite right out of the Patriot movement. People think standing up for patriotism is chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," and flying the Trump flag.
Yep, that's right.
What patriotism has become. That's what people think. Oh, you know, I'm fighting for freedom. I'm flying the Trump flag, you know.
Yep. I got to go, Dan.
They're not willing to.
I gotta go. I totally appreciate you. It's literally going down. I gotta make one more point. Listen in, tune in, check this out. Thank you again, Dan from Ohio. I totally appreciate your thoughts. Hey, folks, did you see this? But there's no voter fraud. No. How many times have people been busted for voter fraud? Just, let's look at the date here. Just October 14th. That was 5 days ago. Arizona woman gets only 30 days in jail for collecting 4 ballots in 2020 election. Voter fraud. I thought it wasn't going on. Well, then maybe that's why we're seeing so many illegals come in, because they want you to believe that they have the support, which they do not. Listen to me now rather than when they do. If they had the support they wanted you to believe that they had, why do they need the illegals coming into America? Oh, and furthermore, concerning that topic, have you paid attention to the crimes of these people that are coming into America? They're beheading Americans. And it's not just one or two or three or four, folks. I'll share some of that stuff, that information with you in the up-and-coming days. This is just incredible, folks. Quit playing the stooges to these ill-designing men.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.